By some counts, one in three South Korean women over the age of 18 has had cosmetic surgery. But images that promote plastic surgery are starting to spark some black backlash in the capital, Seoul. NPR's Elise Hugh has the story.
In Seoul's Gangnam District, there's an area known as the Improvement Quarter. Above ground are 10-story buildings where plastic surgery clinics are on every floor. Women walk up and down the sidewalk with bandages on their faces and nose guards on, fresh from new facial fix-ups. And below ground, in the subway stations, you can't look in any direction without finding a floor-to-ceiling image of a woman's face staring back at you, advertising cosmetic surgery.
I'm with our interpreter, Seyun. So Seyun, this woman is staring at me and then she appears to be saying something in Hangul. What is she saying?
All the pretty girls know.
All the pretty girls know about BK plastic surgery. Okay, now I have two women staring at me. And what is the promise of this ad?
Harmony of eyes, nose, and facial line.
Ah, harmony. Okay, and then behind us is another one called MVP plastic surgery. And what does MVP sell here?
Touch-up surgeries are MVP plastic surgery clinic.
So if you're not pleased with the first job, you go to MVP to make it even better.
Making yourself prettier is a way of life in South Korea.
It's not even a question, a moral question. Is it good? Is it bad? It simply is.
Heather Willoughby, a women and cultural studies professor at Seoul's Ewha University, has lived here for nearly 15 years.
Much of the ideal is industrialized. It's being created by the beauty industry, by K-pop, by perhaps even the government in what they're selling to the rest of the world as the ideal Korean beauty.
But there are signs that all the signs selling surgeries are no longer so welcome. The Seoul Metro is beginning a ban on cosmetic surgery ads in the subway system. It comes in response to a rising level of complaints from riders. Bora Ki, who rushes past these ads every day, says they're the worst.
I think that kind of ad seems horrible.
Horrible? Why?
Because you guys can see all of this woman look same, so I think it's not positive.
The sameness, she mentions, of the women in the ads is striking. Willoughby says it reflects the one standard beauty ideal that's prized here. Ivory white skin, big round eyes with the Western-looking double eyelid, and a V-line jaw.
Idealized beauty, I think, is very strong. There's just a sense that to conform, to be part of that norm, that you have to look a certain way, you act a certain way.
Another subway rider, Kim Suk-in, who makes her living as a porcelain artist, doesn't question cosmetic surgery or the prolific ads promoting it.
It's every woman's desire to become prettier, so I think it's a good thing.
Despite some disagreement among South Koreans, Willoughby says Seoulites could stand to see fewer reminders about how much looks matter.
When young girls in particular see this over and over and over, they subconsciously are told they have to be a certain way. So seeing less of it or seeing a greater diversity is a much better and much healthier thing.
These ads are on their way out, but not all that soon. The Metro says it doesn't expect to phase out all the subway's gleaming plastic surgery promotions until 2022. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.